Seems like such a simple question, but you could dive into it so much. Meghan Markle has a podcast that I don't think anybody listens to, but an Emma Grade is one of the richest self-made billionaires out there.
Okay, congratulations, Emma, on your success. You smell terrific.
All right, producer Julie, Raven, during their conversation, this question came up.
Would you ever do your 20s again?
Hard no.
I can't even get the words out.
No.
My 20s are choking me. Absolutely not. Never.
No.
So girls, enjoy your 20s right now.
Yeah, if it's hard,
don't worry. It will pass.
You do that. It will pass.
It's an interesting question. Would you want to redo your 20s again? Because I know the answer without even thinking twice. Raven, what would you do?
I wouldn't do any of it over. I mean, listen, there's some decisions that upon reflection didn't work out for me. There were some gambles that I took, but I don't live with regret. You know, I wouldn't change it. You can't have revisionist history, because if you change one thing, everything else will change around.
But would you want to do it all over again? If given the opportunity, like you go back, you get to do a redo. You don't have to change anything. You just get to redo those exact same things and do it one more time.
I think I'll skip.
Producer Julie, you're still in your 20s and you're in your early 20s, so you have so much time left. Would you want to redo this time of your life?
I feel like it's difficult because it depends on what kind of era of your 20s you've been in. I feel like a lot of people do a lot of different things in their 20s. For me, I feel like I've grown a lot and I've learned a lot, which wouldn't have happened if I didn't experience the things I've experienced. But like I said, a lot of people go a lot of different routes in their 20s, and that can kind of decide what they want to do.
So Julie has some loser friends,
and she gets it.
Like if you know, some of those friends wanted to redo it, that would be one thing. But Julie feels pretty good about herself.
Like some people could be engaged now. Some people could be moving to different states, but some people could be starting a new career. Like there's a lot of different things to do.
Would you want to redo the last 4 years?
I'm going to say yes, because I like who I am because of it, but no, because there was a lot of struggle going through it.
That's word salad. Right. Knowledge is power.
Yeah.
The things that you've gained and you've learned about yourself and the world.
Right.
You don't want to give up.
Now, I want to be clear. I was the hottest when I was 33 years old. So now that makes me sad to have to relive my 20s, because my 30s were pretty awesome. But yeah.
So your 20s were what?
My 20s were great.
Painfully awkward 20s, still?
My college years were some of the greatest years of my life.
Oh, same.
We were wild. We did everything. The stories that came from my college years and my early 20s were fantastic. I fell in love with my husband when I was 20 years old. To have all those feelings all over again, I had my first child when I was 28. I bought my first home when I was 24. I got married
when I was 25. Yes or no?
Yes. I would redo every single moment of my 20s all over again to relive all those things. And I wish I knew then what I know now about having to be in the moment and enjoying those things, because I'm never going to be sitting outside of Townhouse 7 again with all my friends at 2 o'clock on a Tuesday having a drink. Like, that's not a normal thing that happens after your 20s.
I have to ask your 6-year-old how she feels about being erased.
I mean,
I'll eventually get back to 38.
Oh, it's a time machine now.
Yes.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you use your car and your spouse's car interchangeably? Or is one designated to you and that's it? No one else can drive my car.
I mean, it's 1,000%. Like, my car is my car. Her car is her car. It doesn't mean that the other one can't drive it. But I'll tell you that there's a preference. I hate driving my wife's car. And she does not like driving my car either.
I've always found this to be so strange, because my husband and I have never really done it that way. We've always had two cars. And one was always, quote unquote, the fun car, and one was always the family car. And then we kind of just took whatever we felt like that day.
That's the craziest thing to me. Impulsive every morning. I mean, coming downstairs, if I'm him, I mean, you leave before him.
Yeah.
So if I'm your husband and I'm coming downstairs, never knowing what vehicle that I'm going to have, that's not fun to me. There's no part of it that I like that surprise. Now, in general, I don't really care for surprises. Mm-hmm. So that would be a thing for me. But it's like I would leave something in that vehicle. I know it for a fact. Or I would be without something or whatever. Like, I know it would be a problem for me.
We each have sunglasses in our own car. So we have two paired sunglasses. One in my car, one in the other car, each car, whatever.
Okay, that's good planning.
Then everything else is shared. What is it? Tissues? I don't know. What else is in there?
What do you do with the sunglass rack? Like, in my car, there's only one place to stick the sunglasses.
Oh, no. We put them in the middle.
Oh, no. I couldn't live like that.
So, you know, we're having this discussion, Raven and I bring it up to my husband to get his feedback.
Yeah.
People think it's weird that we just share cars and take whatever one we want in the morning.
We don't share.
What do you mean we don't share?
You choose what car you want and I figure it out.
But you don't care. Yes. It's not like, this is my car or anything like that. We just use the cars interchangeably. Do you have a preference over which car you take?
Yeah.
Why?
The one with the gas in it.
Well, right. I usually pick based on the one that has more gas because I don't want to get gas. But that's your job. You're a husband. You have to fill up the gas tank.
And then we stopped having a conversation because he walked away.
Yeah, because every one of those things is a surprise. It doesn't sound like he really is thrilled by it.
I don't think he really doesn't care.
For me, it comes up because I had to drive Jaden somewhere the other day, and the car seat is in Alicia's car. So it's the first time I'm driving the baby anywhere by myself with no supervision, and I also despise her car. I was about as uncomfortable as I could be, but asking my wife when she has to drive my car, she's always thrilled.
Babe, what do you hate most about driving my car?
Everything. Your lack of sunroof. Your neck rest is super uncomfortable. I mean, the car is filthy. It's disgusting. There's a French fry graveyard under the seat.
Ew.
It's nasty. All of it. I hate all of it.
I mean, I have a sunroof. I have a moonroof. She just has one of those panoramic ones. So mine's not large enough for her.
Why do you have a French fry graveyard under your seat? That's disgusting.
I mean, I haven't even ordered anything with French fries in at least 6 to 9 months.
So what does that say? How long have they been there?
It's really been sitting there for a while.
It's like a nest of French fries. See, if you keep both cars clean like we do, you could be like my husband. You don't care which one you take.
No. I couldn't live like that. Okay. I'm telling you.
Forget Bumble. Forget Tinder. Forget all those dating apps. Pick up a hitchhiker and you can find true love.
Oh, I don't know if that's real advice we should be handing out.
No, it's probably not. This woman has gone viral and she made a video talking about how she met her husband.
I met my husband while he was hitchhiking. I was 3 days into studying abroad in Australia, and my husband was there at a music festival, and he had gone out that night with his friends, and he was on the side of the corner trying to catch an Uber home, but the rates were too high, so they thought they would just start walking and then try to hitchhike back to their Airbnb.
Never a good idea. Never a good idea. But I have been in that situation when you're somewhere, you assume I'll just get an Uber home, I'll get a Lyft, and then you can't get one for whatever reason.
Yeah, so you've been in the situation of the guy, but not the girl driving the car who has to make that decision. Now, I think it's a little bit better if he's with a group, as long as some people in the group look trustworthy. But I mean, they could be a cult. You have no way of knowing you're in Australia.
I mean,
you're like, Australian people are all nice. I'll take this guy.
First thing I thought when I heard this was, mental note. Before my kids go to college, tell them, do not pick up a hitchhiker under any circumstances. And the fact that they're from a festival, you know they look dirty and grungy.
Yes! Like, I've been thinking about getting that on my seats.
Ugh.
When traveling to Australia, Hayden, no hitchhikers.
My friend had a little bit to drink, and she encouraged us to just pull over. But then they got in our car, and I was driving a rental car back to our Airbnb, which happened to be in the same direction, and the rest is history. We went on a date 3 weeks later and, like, fell madly in love.
And got married and lived happily ever after.
So it also, it makes a little bit more sense that she had a friend with her, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's a little bit more safer in those circumstances. I mean, in Australia, too, though, just picking up a hitchhiker, I feel like, you know, maybe they got a spider on them or anything. There's a lot of dangers out there already.
First thing I imagine is just a lot of dust. A lot of dust and sand,
it's
like just kicking
hot
up from the road.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, if there's anywhere I don't want to be hitchhiking, it's probably in Australia.
Anywhere in a desert.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you want there to be some irrigation out there. You'd like there to be water available. Would be a good idea.
I imagine a kangaroo comes up behind him, knocks him out.
You know, kangaroos, they always want to box.
Yeah.
They always want to fight.
But hitchhikers in general, I feel like it had its era. Mm-hmm. There was a time where people would pick up hitchhikers and you would always hear these stories on the news like,
oh, yeah,
a hitchhiker was attacked, blah, blah, blah. Or, you know, a hitchhiker murdered a young woman this day. And the truth is, you don't really hear about it anymore. And I think because nobody's dumb enough to pick up hitchhikers anymore.
I feel like half the people that went to the original Woodstock got there by hitchhiking. But if you looked at it now, like we've all been told this is not a good practice anymore. Don't do that.
Growing up, the couple things that you learn are, one, you don't pick up hitchhikers.
Yep.
That was definitely a conversation I had with my dad.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I had just gotten my license and I was driving home.
and it was at the end of my street.
Yeah.
There was a hitchhiker, and I went and I woke up my dad. I'm like, Daddy, there's a hitchhiker.
Get him out of here. Call somebody.
I didn't know we had to report
them
to the police.
Did your dad run out the door and then, like, chase him off?
He said, just lock the door, and he rolled over and went back to bed. That was the end of the conversation.
Lock the door, though.
Yeah. And the other thing was, you don't get in a van or you don't approach a white van because they're going to lure you in with candy and kidnap you.
Yeah, that's still a good rule.
Still.
Vans are creepy.
Yeah. White ones. Stay away from those.
I mean,
anyone offering you candy, just say no.
Stay away from the ones that have, like, sailboats on the side, too, or have, like, a waterbed in the back. Yeah. That was a thing.
Waterbeds in the back.
It was a thing at one time. Don't do it.
My six-year-old asked me the other day what a waterbed was, and I was like, yeah. You'll never have to know, baby girl. You'll never have to know.
Yeah.
If you ever, I got to hear stories. If you ever picked up a hitchhiker or you were a hitchhiker, what happened, and would you do it again? 1-800-330-9999. Where do you find true love? Oh, my gosh. It's the million-dollar question. On dating apps? Out at the bars? No. This one woman went viral because she picked up a hitchhiker. They fell in love, and they've been happily married for years now.
Well, I'm glad that worked out well for her. I can tell you there's a lot of instances where it wouldn't.
No.
It wouldn't be that great of a choice.
I think we come from an era where you don't pick up hitchhikers.
Right.
You don't do it anymore. You don't even see them anymore. But there was a time. And every once in a while, you'll still see a few hitchhikers on the way or down the street or whatever.
Yeah, I'll just drive by.
Yeah.
Sorry.
When did you pick up a hitchhiker and what happened? 1-800-330-9999. Russ, did you ever pick up a hitchhiker or were you the hitchhiker?
Well, two things. One was, yes, I was a hitchhiker with my friend Bob. And unfortunately, I was not allowed to hitchhike because my dad was a cop. And my mom actually caught us because she picked us up hitchhiking.
Oh, boy.
Yep. I got in trouble for that one.
Yeah, good call.
The other story, I was a hitchhiker and we and my friend Bob used to hitch home from the bars at night. This is way back. And the guys picking us up, or a guy picking us up, used to have girly magazines next to the seat. And I don't want to go any further than that because it's a very nice rated radio station. But he was trolling for young boy hitchhikers. So not only are hitchhiking bad, but people who pick up hitchhikers could be bad.
Yeah.
Overall, we should avoid it altogether.
Yeah, thank you. This has been a lesson for everybody to learn if they don't watch ID Network.
Right. And Russ, you had a loving mother who was willing to drive you. Why were you hitchhiking?
Even coming home from the bar, you should have called your mom.
Right. They weren't willing to drive us. My friend's mom and dad would always drive us, but I was always told, get a ride on your own.
Oh, well,
kind of contradictory learned. There, but
yeah.
Okay, right. Thanks, mom and dad. And this Bob guy sounds like a little bit of a nefarious character.
Yeah, no, get rid of Bob.
Either Bob was the bad influence or Bob was the guy that you name dropped saying, it was Bob!
Rory, you ever pick up a hitchhiker?
I did about 25 years ago.
So what happened?
We got in a car. I was driving. I was in Florida. And he looked over at me. He goes, you're not worried? I said, worried? He goes, yeah. He says, what if I was a serial killer? I looked at him. I said, what are the odds of the two serial killers being in the same car at the same time? That was it.
So I
didn't say another word. Went about a few more miles. Got where we had to go and ended the ride.
Yeah. That's terrifying.
Or they became best friends.
Yeah.
And terrorized the entire nation for the next 20 years.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, my gosh.
It's terrifying, too.
Hey, Mary, how about you? Did you pick up a hitchhiker or were you a hitchhiker? What happened?
24 years ago, I was with my dad in Ireland, and we were driving from Cork to Dublin, and we saw a hitchhiker. My dad was like, oh, pick him up. It was like a young teenage boy, and he was trying to talk to us in the car ride, and his accent was so thick and heavy because he was from, like, the countryside.
Couldn't even understand him, right?
I couldn't understand what he was saying. Yeah, I couldn't understand what he was saying to me, and he was trying to ask me if I was enjoying the beer in Ireland, and I was like, oh, yeah, don't even drink beer, but thanks.
I mean, we can all agree. I think in Ireland would be an exception. You could pick up a hitchhiker there. Just
everybody
be prepared.
Seems nice there.
Yeah, you can't, just be prepared. You can't understand them.
No.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. But it was a fun story, and it was a long time ago. Good memory with my dad.
1-800-330-9999. You ever pick up a hitchhiker? What happened? Or were you the hitchhiker?
I met my husband while he was hitchhiking. I was 3 days into studying abroad in Australia, and my husband was there at a music festival.
And she picked him up, they fell in love, and lived happily ever after.
I mean, that's fantastic. It's much better than getting eaten by a shark or other things that could happen while visiting Australia. But still, a gamble when you're picking up a hitchhiker.
I mean, we have been taught
from the beginning of time that you don't pick up hitchhikers, that it's very, very dangerous.
Correct.
To the point where I don't even can't remember the last time I saw a hitchhiker on the side of the road.
I would not consider picking them up.
But there was a time where lots of people hitchhiked, right?
Yeah, travel the area that way.
When did you pick up a hitchhiker, or were you ever a hitchhiker? 1-800-330-9999.
Hey, Mary, tell us, what is your hitchhiking story? Did you hitchhike? Did you pick up a hitchhiker?
Well, it was actually my sister when we were younger. I was in middle school, and she's a year older than me. And she got caught skipping school, so her and her friend decided to run away. And they hitchhiked from Plattsburgh, New York, all the way down to Texas.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
5 days. She was 13. Thank God for all the good truckers out there who radioed ahead. They told them that they were from Texas, so they were trying to get home. The truckers radioed ahead and got other truckers to take them down to Texas that they won't get hurt.
That's incredible.
I mean, that's lucky because there are many truckers that are suspected to be serial killers.
Oh, my gosh.
Google that because that's a thing. Yeah.
I think that the truckers are the nicest people in the world.
Yeah, some of them are.
Yeah.
But some of them ain't. Oh. Yeah.
I don't like that story, Mary. Oh, thank God your sister's okay.
Yeah, it took them, I guess the whole church got together and raised enough money to fly them back home. Yeah.
Wow.
So that's good.
Now, when you look back, what's that like? What is she? Does she, like, regret the whole thing, young and dumb?
Probably not.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
she's that type of person.
Yeah, no.
We get it. Some people don't learn. Hey, how about you, Ryan? What's your hitchhiker story?
A few years ago, a guy approached my car at a stoplight. They were asking me to drive him downtown to his apartment, and I did it. And it ended up being okay, but I was a little nervous after he got in the car and we were on our way.
Wait, how does that even come about, right? Like, is he, like, slick talking? He walks up, and he's like, hey, man, I seen you before. You're going down to this place. Hi, hey, could you drop me down that way or what? Because the second you say yes and the door opens, you got to be thinking to yourself, this might have been a mistake.
Oh, yeah. He was like, my phone died. I just getting this way. And I don't know. A lot of craziness was going on. And I just kind of went with it at the time. But I don't know if I would do it again.
Like, did he think you were an Uber driver? He just asked for a ride and you said, okay, get in.
Windows down. Approach that guy.
Sort of.
Yeah.
So you would not do it again?
No, I don't think I'd do it again.
Tori, tell me you never picked up a hitchhiker. You did?
I did once when I was like 18 years old. So I was like a new driver and it ended up being fine. But now as an adult, knowing the risks and the danger, like I just would never do that again. Like I think back and I'm like, what was I thinking?
Guy or girl?
It was a guy.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, which makes me like cringe even more. I think though you do things when you're young and you just don't think about the consequences. Like now that I'm a mother, I'm like, oh my God, I can't even believe I did that.
Yeah, you're lucky you didn't end up like bandana in your mouth.
Right.
Like, yeah,
totally.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
I am certain that if I stuck out my thumb to the side and I asked my 6-year-old what that meant, she wouldn't know. And I think it's 50-50 if my 16-year-old would know.
Well, neither of them are ever going to do it.
I hope not.
No, you were going to tell them
not to
do it.
Yes, that's on the list for today after work.
Right.
Sometimes you do things that are just nasty, but you don't tell anybody. It's like your dirty little secret, these little things that you do.
And sometimes you let those things out.
Right, it's true. Right?
You let people know about it.
Tyra Banks was with Jenna Bush on one of her shows, and this came up.
You know what I love to do with my mom? This is going to sound so crazy and weird. I love to get in the bed with my mom.
Yeah.
And watch TV.
Yeah.
We get in bed and we watch TV.
What?
I mean, that seems pretty normal.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I like to curl up with my kids and in bed and watch a movie.
It's not taboo.
No.
Hanging in bed. We do ice cream in bed. We do popcorn in bed.
Ooh.
Oh, all right. Let's take a timeout right there. Eating in bed. Now, eating in bed, as Jenna will continue to say, is controversial. Some people think it's great. They do it all the time. They have all their meals there, I guess.
That's disgusting. To me, it's not allowed.
Right. But sometimes you go a step further.
Yes. Eating in bed, that's a controversy.
I'm not into eating in bed.
No, why not?
Because I don't like crumbs.
Great thing is like a couple days later.
You know, like, you do not.
A little bit. Jenna, I clean crumbs by eating them.
All right, Tyra Banks.
I don't like to judge because YOLO, you do you.
Yeah.
You know, live your best life. But if I see crumbs in my bed, I'm going to be very upset, and I'm certainly not going to eat them.
Yeah, I just take the hand and a big swipe and throw it right on the floor immediately at that time.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that would be nasty.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I imagine Tyra Banks keeps a pretty clean household, but even still, that's kind of gross.
In my mind, there are two things that you are allowed to eat in bed.
Okay.
One is ice cream. And I don't do it anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't do it anymore. But there was a time when if I had a bowl of ice cream, I would like to curl in my bed and I would eat it while I watch TVs. That ended when I became a mom.
Yeah.
Because what I realized is then the kids want to do it too.
You show them
and they
that.
Cannot be trusted because they're going to spill it. They're going to be a hot mess. And mommy, you're having ice cream in bed. Why can't? So that was the end of that.
What's the other thing?
If you're sick and you're having soup. Well, you can have soup.
If you're sick, all rules go out the window.
100%.
Everything's getting washed and cleaned that night or the next day anyways.
Yes.
So that's different. When you had the ice cream, let me ask, when you would finish with the bowl, did you leave the bowl right on your nightstand?
I think back on it because, again, when I became a mom, that ended.
Yeah.
But when I think back on it, I did.
Oh, that's gross.
And now I find it disgusting that I would do that. But I would go to sleep. And then I would wake up the next morning and I would bring it down to the sink. And I was like, gross. I could have invited cockroaches into my bed. It didn't even cross my mind back then. I was so young and dumb.
Yeah. If I had something to eat in my bedroom, it would be against all rules that I had. And when I was done, the dish would have to go at least in the bathroom, out of the room. I couldn't have it in the same room. It would have to leave that room. I don't eat anything in bed whatsoever.
Not anymore. No.
No,
that's a young person's game.
I never did. That was never a thing that I was really into. I just think it's gross.
You know, Tyra Banks does bring up a topic, though, that I think we haven't discussed enough. Eating kernels of popcorn that have fallen down your shirt onto the couch, onto the table. To me, popcorn, she's kind of right, is a little bit different.
I mean, if it happens right at that moment, that's one thing. But, I mean, I'm not coming back to it a week later. My dog is pretty much a vacuum anyways. So if something falls on my chest, if I don't see it, the dog will get it off of me before it happens.
Ladies, I don't know about you, but am I the only one that has a problem when I'm eating popcorn, it ends up in my bra? Like, how does that happen?
Oh, no.
How does that happen?
Because you're grabbing a handful. If you're doing a kernel or two at a time, it's not going to happen. But nobody eats popcorn that way.
We're calling Tyra Banks nasty because she eats crumb out of her bed. But if there's a piece of popcorn in my bra and I reach down and I get it, it's going right in my mouth. It is. And it's disgusting to say it out loud. And maybe I shouldn't have, but it's true.
Have you checked yourself this morning?
Let me. No, there's no popcorn in there. Not right now.
All right.
Everyone is talking about your comeback kid.
Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore.
You've been watching me play Mr. Gilmore. So inspiring.
I knew it was going to happen. Happy Gilmore 2 just set a new record for Netflix. It had the biggest U.S. opening weekend ever. For a Netflix original movie.
Yeah, that's saying something. I mean, they've had some other big premieres before. So you did call it. You said it was going to happen.
I did.
You also told me that you didn't love the movie.
No, it's not that I didn't love the movie. It's that it's never going to live up to the way you have a cult classic in your mind from the original. But they did a great job and a lot of great tributes. And I liked it very, very much. But you know who else liked it very, very much?
America.
My teenage daughter, Hayden.
Okay.
And she's now diving into all the Adam Sandler movies, which makes my heart happy because it was a big part of my childhood. Like, I was a big fan growing up of Adam Sandler.
Great films. Not really. A couple. There's been a couple.
We've been watching them back to back. We watched Grown Ups and Grown Ups 2 yesterday.
Those are terrible.
I like silly comedy. You know, some of it is just fun and it's nice just to have the escape. But she was talking to me and she was getting kind of like, I wish you were at like Adam Sandler. And I was like, what are you talking about? Now, obviously, Adam Sandler loves cameos. There's over 60 cameos of famous people in Happy Gilmore 2.
I mean, it's been a mark of his since he started making movies.
But the one thing that he does is he puts his two daughters in a lot of movies now.
Yeah.
It is very big. Both his daughters star in this movie. And here she is talking about it.
Hayden, after we watched the new Adam Sandler movie, Happy Gilmore 2, you were slightly annoyed. Why was that?
Because I wanted you to have a cool job like Adam Sandler.
So you could be in my movies?
Yeah.
And when I told you that you get to be on the radio, because I'm on the radio, what was your response to that?
Yeah, but that's different.
And clearly not as cool.
It's cool, just Adam Sandler's better.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, I mean, that noted. Much is obvious.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to be in a movie, right? People are going to see you. They're going to recognize you. They're going to know you. It doesn't happen so much with the voice. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I mean, I guess that would be awesome.
I guess it would be awesome if I was Adam Sandler and I could put my kids in the movies. But then I started thinking about it. It's cool when you have parents that have a cool job.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to think, what kind of job can your parents have that's super cool?
Yeah. My dad worked in a factory and then he was in maintenance. My stepdad sold boxes and paper. So those don't really, they don't qualify.
You know, I'm a restaurant
Paid the bills,
kid.
By the way. Great job, both of you.
Did it.
Love you.
Yeah.
All right. But not sexy out there to the unknowing, you know, public.
I am. My parents are restaurant people, so I grew up in pizzerias. I could go get free pizza all the time.
Which I think is amazing.
Right, and it's funny how now as an adult, I realize what a gift that was.
Yes.
And still is to this day, that I just go pick up a pizza or I call my dad, be like, Daddy, can you drop me off a chicken parm on the way home?
I mean, who else has that life?
I know. But you don't realize it when it's all you've ever known.
Yeah,
you know?
When you're 12, you're like, this is stupid. Don't tell anybody.
Well, when you're 12, you're thinking, oh, Dad has to work this weekend, so we can't go to the carnival. You're not thinking, I get to bring all my friends for free pizza parties whenever I feel like it, you know?
Greatest thing ever.
Yes. But what is a job that a parent can have, besides obviously being Adam Sandler and putting you in his movies, that's super cool? Did you have a parent that had one of those jobs? 1-800-330-9999. Happy Gilmore 2 just set a new record for Netflix, the biggest U.S. opening weekend ever for a Netflix original movie. And of course, my daughter was a little bit jealous.
I wanted you to have a cool job like Adam Sandler.
So you could be in my movies.
Yeah.
Adam Sandler not only has 60 cameos of random famous people in his movies, he also has his two daughters star in it. And she thought it's so cool if your dad just puts you in his movies.
Yeah, I think most of us could acknowledge that that would be pretty cool.
Absolutely.
It's a great opportunity. You can't get everywhere.
Right.
Sorry, Hayden, to let you down.
Sorry. Maybe in the next life.
Yeah.
But did your parents have a cool job? I know my dad did. He had pizza places. Now as an adult, I realize how cool that I could have free pizza whenever I wanted.
Right.
1-800-330-9999. Sandra, your parents have a cool job?
My dad worked for an airline.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
And we got to travel the world. And back at that time, you didn't really think it was, like, the greatest thing. But, you know, here I am years later, and we got to travel first class. It was amazing.
I've never sat in first class in my life. I can't even imagine what that would be like.
I live in first class. I live there.
Well, I have to tell you, the first time I had to sit back in economy, it was a tough ride.
Yep. Get back there, peasants.
Most exotic place your dad ever flew you. Where was it?
Well, it's not exotic, but I have to tell you, the best trip ever was we started in Italy, and he drove to Switzerland, Austria, Germany, and back to Italy.
I mean, that's pretty cool.
You guys were the Von Trapps.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
There you go.
That's pretty great.
Stacey, your parents have a cool job. What was it?
Yeah, well, my dad, in the early part of his banking career, he was a branch manager, and, you know, they're open on Saturdays, so he was have me come into work with him on Saturdays. And I used to think it was so cool because I would sit at one of the clothes teller booths, and then, you know, the tube that shoots.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Love the tube. Yeah.
I used to put things in it and shoot it out, but then I realized I had to go outside the bank into the drive thru like shoot it back up. And the other really cool thing was back then, banks used to give you gifts to open accounts. He used to come home with the coolest stuff, and we thought that was just so cool that he got all this free stuff.
Stacey, well, I thought for sure you were going to say that you got free money. You would just take money out of the drawers. Like, so I'd walk out with like $6,000. Yeah. Noah, best job your parents could have, and did your parents have that job?
The best job my parents could have had would have been operating a bowling alley, and they did not have that job.
Oh, but that is cool. That's a cool idea. You have always somewhere to go on Friday and Saturday night.
The Lanes, where I used to live, had an awesome arcade.
Absolutely.
Going hand in hand with that. I don't know if I ever told you this, Raven. I'm sure I have. Mm-hmm. But, you know, my dad used to own a nightclub for a while.
Yeah.
And I had my 14th birthday party there.
I remember you told me nobody had to get carded.
No, well, I mean, nice. There was no drinks. It was like from 5 to 8 before like the real place opened. But it's cool. Like in my mind, I couldn't wait to be 21 so I could go to the club in my dad's club. And then it didn't last that long.
Well, yeah, it was fun while it lasted.
Chloe, how about you? What's the best job your parents could have?
The best
job a parent could have would be, to me, would be a music producer, because you get to meet all your favorite singers and songwriters and hopefully be friends with them.
Yeah.
A lot of people in the industry, their kids go on to be famous, right? Because they've got that exposure. They met people. They knew the right coaches. They knew the right places to go. And they had all their friends envious.
Mm-hmm.
Look, you got a photo with Snoop Dogg. Pretty cool.
Think about it. Blue Ivy, Beyonce's daughter, is a dancer.
Yeah.
She is a backup dancer on her tour, and she can do everything those other dancers can do. She's been trained since she was a baby to be on that stage.
Sure.
That's cool, if that's something you want.
Yeah, your answer could have been Beyonce. Right? The best job your parents could have had is be Beyonce. That could have been cool.
How are all these movies making so much money at the box office when nobody's actually going to go see them?
It's a fair question.
It is a fair question. It came up yesterday. Our intern, Luke, asked that. Luke, why do you think?
Listen, I think that old people just...
Oh, good. This is good going in the right direction, Luke.
Good place to start.
Thank you for coming in to hang out in our studio.
Okay, so old people.
Listen, they always talk about how young kids don't go to the movies, and it might be because I go to the movies too late, or I go sometimes during the day.
But so old people don't see you because you're going different hours.
Or I don't see the old people.
Right.
So here's what you think that only young people... How old are you, Luke?
I'm 18.
18 years old. Okay, fair. 18 years old. What do you consider to be old?
Like 35, 40?
Yeah.
Cool.
Totally
All
old.
Right. Yeah.
Completely
so,
old.
So you think that it's the young people that are going to the movies and not the older generation? Anybody over 35, just in case you missed that?
Yeah.
All right.
All right. So we decided to put it to the test. We sent Luke around the office to ask everybody, because you say everyone here is old, correct?
Yeah. Everyone here is old.
Yeah. Great. And to see who's actually going to the movies.
What's the last movie you saw in the movie theater?
I can't remember.
That's not a good argument for us.
See?
Yeah. Yeah.
Old
right.
women.
Yeah.
Old guy.
Well, that's an old guy.
Yeah.
Kind of. Yeah.
I don't know. I can't tell you. 2 years ago.
2 years ago? Two years. Saw a movie?
And that's just an estimate. If they're saying, I don't know, and they're spitting out 2 years, it's probably more like four or five.
Oh, yeah.
What's the last movie you saw in the movie theater?
Oh, my God. I don't remember the last time. I think the Barbie movie.
That might have been the last
movie I
saw.
That's like 3 years ago.
There we go.
That's two years. That's not 3 years.
Yeah, I mean, it's already on cable television, not like pay cable. It's on like regular cheap television that they give you for free. So
AMC.
I'm thinking that's 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
What's the last movie you saw in the movie theater?
Oh, I just saw F1 last week.
All right.
Okay.
F1, I heard
that happened
great.
This year.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
All right.
What's the last movie you saw in the movie theater?
Oh, Minions.
And then when did you see it?
Last summer.
Yeah, that was huge. Last summer.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Last summer.
Haven't these Minions movies been out for like 15 years?
Well, they have a new one. They come out all the time. The new one is just called Minions?
They just pump them out every two years. That's what I figured. All right, you're
right,
Luke.
The kids go see the Minions movie. And the adults, too, clearly.
When is the last time you've been to the theater?
It's been a long time.
What's the last movie you saw?
Was it maybe Captain America?
Oh, my God.
Civil War.
When
was that?
When was that?
That's at least 10 years.
10 years.
Oh, good.
That's at least 10 years old.
All right. Well, okay, Luke, I will say this, is that by the research that you've done in our office, it does seem as not so many older people. I would argue that the reason why is because we have responsibilities and a million things to do, like bring all these kids to soccer practice.
So now you're blaming it on the children?
Yeah.
That seems not very grown up.
Okay.
I mean, I think that Superman is probably a rare example of it. It had to be both, because I don't feel like a lot of young people even care about Superman or know about him. But
I know.
Yeah, I don't think we had the same connection, because you guys had the comic book kind of thing.
Right.
But I didn't even have the comic book. I think it's a much older generation that had that. But Luke, let's just say, you say that younger people love movies, right?
I'd say so.
Okay, we created a movie. It was probably the greatest movie that's ever been created in the history of cinematography.
100%.
It's called Santa's Second Wife. Now, you can watch it for free on YouTube. And I believe we've reached 600,000 views on it.
Oh, look at us go.
It was probably all young people.
Pretty amazing.
All young people.
So since you have nothing to do better than watch movies and prepare for college, clearly, what we'd like you to do is watch it tonight.
Okay.
And not in that weird young people thing you do 2X or whatever in double time.
No, 1X.
Whatever it is.
Double speed.
Yeah, double speed. What's it? 2X, right?
2X, yeah.
Yeah. You watch it regular speed.
Okay.
He's not going to make it through it if he goes regular speed. He's not.
And then tomorrow, come back, and we'd like you to give a book report on what you thought of the Christmas movie that we made 2 years ago that was so incredible.
That sounds amazing.
All right.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Yeah.
Trust me.
You're going to love it.
When you're warned about a tsunami coming, but you're on vacation, what do you do, Raven? You party.
Yeah.
Right?
No. I saw some people were actually swimming. That's not a good idea.
No. I love when news anchors are bewildered, and this dude is bewildered. After an 8.8 earthquake hit Russia yesterday, there was a tsunami warning and evacuation in effect for the coast of the Hawaiian Islands. It has since actually been downgraded for the entire West Coast, so we don't have to worry anymore. Knock on wood. So when the higher waves were expected to hit, this reporter was live and was very confused by what he was seeing.
It's kind of wild to see all these people here. I can tell you at the hotels, there are lots of people on their balconies. I think you can hear a lot of people yelling in the background.
Are they cheering for a tsunami?
They want to watch it, I guess, coming in.
But they're, yeah, they want to see what's going on. They're going on the beach. They're lining up.
Yeah, I mean,
lots of people, front row seats here to see, to watch, anxiously awaiting the tsunami.
Oh.
And, yeah, that's kind of it.
This poor guy.
I mean, this is a crazy situation here. Listen, it's a human reaction to want to see something that you don't see all the time, right? Mm-hmm. Cataclysmic or whatever it may be. And if you say to yourself, nobody's going to get hurt because we've all got the warning, then it makes it less real. On the other hand, if your building fell down, that would be terrible, right? You'd say to yourself, why hadn't I gone to higher ground? Turns out they were only 3-foot waves.
Mai Tais. That's the problem. Is at this point, when they made that announcement, they've already had their Mai Tais and they were in party mode and they
Maui,
didn't
Maui.
Register. Right.
Right.
Exactly. Also trending, huge news.
Katy Perry and Justin Trudeau sharing a meal together in his native Canada. The singer stepped out July 28th in Montreal to meet the prime minister.
They're calling it the Montreal meal. And the word I keep seeing all over the news is smitten. They look smitten with each other.
I call it a single summit is what I would call it right now. Listen, you come in, you're at this nice park, you're walking, you're overlooking the views at the city. I mean, you've got the guy who knows everything everywhere. You stop back at the hotel for a change before you go to a romantic dinner. That's a date, Anna Zapp.
All right, here's a little backstory. Justin Trudeau, if you're not familiar, is the former Canadian prime minister. He was just pretty much ousted this past March.
Yeah.
Katy Perry is going through her divorce right now with Orlando Bloom.
Mm-hmm.
He got divorced 2 years ago. Fun fact, there's only been two prime ministers that have ever gone through a separation while they were in office.
Okay.
Justin Trudeau is one of them. Do you know who the other one is?
I have no idea.
His dad, who was also prime minister.
No kidding. Did he use it as an upgrade?
Is
this a thing where he got rid of the first wife and then married the secretary that was 15 years younger? Because listen, Katy Perry is an upgrade.
I mean, it
even
depends
if she's crazy.
Depends who you ask.
Yeah, even if she's crazy. So listen, I just have a question here. If she becomes Queen of Canada,
I don't think that's a thing.
Does Meghan Markle actually have to salute her?
Yes, obviously. That's a thing. No, it's not. None of this is real.
Come on.
I actually don't believe that they were on a date. I think that if you watch Katy Perry while she's on tour right now, everywhere she goes, she meets with locals and celebrities. Like when she was in Australia, she met with the Irwins at the Australian Zoo.
Okay.
So I think
you're telling me that if Junior didn't want to go ahead and go out on a date, she wouldn't have done it.
Like he's like 23 years old. He's not going out with Katy Perry. He's not. I don't think this is real. I think this is just the two of them. You know, she wanted to meet him. They had dinner. They had a nice time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that she'll be back in the U.S. next week, and that's the end of it.
6 to 9 months from now, they've already gone on 3 other dates. I'm telling you right now, it's going to be more coming here.
We'll see.
What couple?
It makes me furious. I don't get it.
This is what she wants to do.
One problem.
My daughter wants to do a spa weekend for her 16th birthday.
And I'm being deprived of going there because I'm a guy?
You decide the outcome.
All right, Gabby, you got to be happy to hear that, right?
Yeah, I mean, we can have a family dinner when we get back in town.
It's Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us to let us know what their disagreement is about. And then it's up for you to decide who's right. Couples Court is powered by NHTSA. Crashes can happen to even the safest of drivers. That's where driver assistance technologies like blind spot intervention come in. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/driver tech. Paid for by NHTSA.
Sarah and James. Sarah, what's going on?
So we've recently adopted a puppy, and while that's all well and good, our oldest daughter wants the dog to sleep in the bed. And that's an absolute no for me. No dogs in the bed, on the furniture. I rather want the dog in the house.
Mm-hmm. She wants the dog to sleep in her bed?
Yes.
Okay. And so you're up to just in general, any bed in the house, on the furniture, dogs don't belong there. Pets don't belong there.
Absolutely not. Mm-hmm.
So I take it you disagree, James. What's your side of things?
It's family. I grew up with dogs in the bed, and it's no problem. You just wash the sheets a couple more times a month than you usually would. And she loves the dog already. Just let her have it.
You know, we used to let our dogs sleep in the bed, Anna. Not all the time.
I didn't know you stopped. I thought you always did.
No, we used to for plenty of time, but they would fight. That was the thing in the middle of the night. One of them would, you know, attack the other one, so we had to stop that. Now, they generally, prefer their beds, to tell you the truth. They each have their own crate in there. But lately, we've been doing this thing where we let the dogs almost decide. And it just goes, okay, we ready for bed? And, you know, typically, because when we first walk up, we put them on the bed for a minute so that they can cuddle for a minute. And then, you know, we ask them. And if they don't move, because they typically jump right up and they're ready to go. If they don't move and they just stare at you and you ask three times, it happened last night. Barkley stayed in the bed. And then the other one gets mad because they already jumped down or whatever. It's a whole dynamic, but
I can't even imagine. I love my puppy, but not on furniture, not on beds.
Yeah.
I just, one, because my daughter has allergies, so the dog has problems. I don't want it to be on the comfort or anything like that.
Sure.
But also, just I think it's dirty. Like, their paws are dirty. They're outside. Are you going to put them in your bed?
I
mean, I'm kind of with
paws.
You, Sarah.
I will kiss those little paws.
Oh. Mm. No,
oh,
I don't know.
Puppy.
It gives me the itch.
Oh,
I'm
daddy's
with you.
Puppy. If he's listening right now, I love you, Barkley. Mm. I love you.
It's a tough one. What are your thoughts on this? Do you let dogs sleep in your bed? Do you have a strong opinion? 1-800-330-9999. It's a couple's court. To let your new puppy sleep with your kids in their bed or not. That's what's going on with Sarah and James. Sarah thinks, no, it's not clean. She doesn't want it. And she doesn't want the pets on the furniture either.
Yeah, but James says, this is no big deal, right? Our daughter loves the dog. The dog loves her. They have a close relationship. She's only going to be this age for so long. The dog's only going to be here for so long. So what's the big deal? Make the exception in their room. Let them choose.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Isaiah, whose side are you on?
I'm thinking I'm on the side of just letting the dog, you know, on the bed. It's not really that deep. You do research, you know, you can get off on a dog. Or it's just, you know, wash your sheets, wash your dog. It's not like you're having a bum in the bed. Like, you can just wash your dog, keep it clean, or keep your stuff clean. So if you love something, you know, you're putting good forms of it.
You know what your dog's getting into. I'm with you, man. Some days the dog won't be allowed, but most days, come on up.
Yeah, they don't even wipe their butts. You know that, right? That's true.
Well, sometimes when it gets stuck to their fur, you have to do that for them.
Disgusting. James, let's put it right in your bed.
Hey, man.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's a couple's court. Do let your pets sleep in bed with your kids. The couple's court verdict is powered by T-Mobile. If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more.
Sarah and James are at odds because they just adopted a puppy and their daughter wants the dog to sleep in her bed every single night. Sarah is like, listen, I'm okay with us getting the dog. Everybody's taking care of it. That's fantastic. I barely want it in the house, though. I definitely do not want it on our furniture, not on the couch, not on a bed, not on nothing. But James says, what's the big deal? Let her do it in her room. Who cares?
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Smoley, whose side are you on?
All right, so honestly, it depends for me. Like, if the dog is, like, you know, clean, then it should be fine. But, like, normally I don't like dogs sleeping in beds, you know? It's kind of like a personal space, you feel?
Yeah. You know what? You got to keep your dog clean. That's a first rule here.
But they're never, after that, they go outside with their bare feet. That's like if you got into your bed with your bare feet. But they do it all the time.
I mean, I do get into my bed with my bare feet.
Well, after you've been outside in the grass.
I mean, I go outside with my bare feet, too.
And then you get into your bed?
I do that, yeah.
I mean,
Schmoly thinks that's disgusting, too. We both agree.
No, I honestly, I do that, too.
See?
Well, you're also
Schmooly's on board.
Yeah.
Thank you, Schmooly. We missed you.
Let's go.
Bye.
Yeah, I got you.
Liz, what do you think?
I'm calling about that. Dog sleeping in the bed? No way, Jose.
I guess people love their dogs. So I get it. But sleeping in the bed on the couch, no way, Jose. That's not good. They're outside. They're licking things. They're sniffing things. And then they come inside to your house. You're not cleaning them off, or you're just letting them get on your stuff. That's germs.
Liz, what do you love more than anything in the world? Anything.
My kids.
I'm going to put your kids in your bed.
Fine.
All right.
Totally fine. You've washed their feet. You've washed their feet.
Hi, Dorothy. What do you think about this? Whose side are you on today?
I am not in agreement with having the dog sleeping in the bed. Mm-hmm. Dog carries ticks. They carry all different kind of little fleas. What if you get it in the bed and other people who go in the bed go catch these things also? Personally, I love dogs. I love pets. But I don't think it's a good idea.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Sarah, our audience agreed with you. No dogs in the bed.
That makes me happy. So I hope James is willing to go with my side and see my way.
Here's the whole thing is it all sets precedent, right? So if you start to allow it, then the dogs will expect it. Then they don't know what to make of it when they're no longer allowed. And the same thing with your daughter. You'll be fighting an uphill battle the entire time. So at this point, it's a no. James, I'm sorry. I know you were a kid. You liked sleeping with your dog, but maybe not the best scenario this time. At least the audience didn't think so.
It's fine. And I don't do the laundry, so it's one less thing.
All right. If you have a problem, too, send an email at couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $3,200. Kelly, nothing would make me happier than to give you this money right now. You ready to play?
Yes, I am.
Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
You got it. Good luck, Kelly. $3,200.
All right, let's wait for him to close the door. All right, Kelly, okay. He's out of here. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in. Ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. Remember, you only have 3 seconds to answer it, so try not to type in Google because it's not going to get it to you fast enough. Ready to play?
Yes.
All right, number one, Travis Kelce's long hair is gone, and the Chiefs have confirmed he's back to the buzz cut for the start of the NFL season. He made his romantic life Instagram official last week when he posted pictures with who?
Taylor Swift.
Number two, Billy Madison tops a ranking of Adam Sandler movies. It's followed by Happy Gilmore at number two and Uncut Gems in third. Which one of these movies just had its sequel released on Netflix this past week?
Happy Gilmore.
Number three, Sydney Sweeney's new ad campaign for what retail company has received a lot of criticism over the use of good jeans? What store is it for?
Target.
Number four, Justin Trudeau and Katy Perry were spotted out in Montreal having dinner together, and rumors are flying that it was a date. What was his job title up until March?
Oh, I don't know.
Number five, what animated musical film centered on K-pop culture has become a surprise global hit this week on Netflix?
Squid Games. Don't know.
Let me bring Raven back in.
Yeah.
2 out of 5 for Kelly.
Not great. A lot of money on the line. Let's see how I do. Maybe they're really hard.
Number one, Travis Kelce's long hair is gone. And Chiefs have confirmed he's back to the buzz cut for the start of the NFL season.
This is it, I think, for him. Final ride. He's really got to take it seriously. Because if he doesn't get the title, how's he going to marry Taylor Swift?
That's true. He made his romantic life Instagram official last week when he posted pictures with who?
Taylor Swift.
That's right.
They look really, really cute. I will say that.
I will be devastated if something happens.
No.
Number two, Billy Madison tops a ranking of Adam Sandler movies. It's followed by Happy Gilmore at number two and Uncut Gems at number three. Which one of these movies just had its sequel released on Netflix this past week?
Happy Gilmore.
That's right. And if you missed it, it's the biggest opening weekend for a Netflix movie ever. Number three, Sydney Sweeney's new ad campaign for what retail company has received a lot of criticism over the use of quote-unquote good jeans? What store is it for?
Let's stop the hate. American Eagle, all right? She didn't choose this. They came to her. She didn't come up with a concept. They hired her, threw a bunch of money at her. She's a beautiful woman.
Number four, Justin Trudeau and Katy Perry were spotted out in Montreal having dinner together, and rumors are flying that it was a date.
It was definitely a date. Look at the photos.
What was his job title up until March?
He was prime minister. That makes her Queen of Canada.
Right. That's what I thought, too. But also, Katy Perry likes to go places while she's on tour and meet local people.
So Katy Perry was on a date with Justin Trudeau. Look at the photos. They were on a date.
All right.
And she's about to be Queen of Canada.
That's not.
Which I'm pretty sure means Meghan Markle has to call her mom.
I think that he got kicked out. Like, nobody wanted him anymore.
Nah, he's still there.
All right, number five. What animated musical film centered on K-pop culture has become a surprise global hit this week on Netflix?
I don't know the name of that one.
It's K-pop Demon Hunters. I have watched it 17 times.
Is it awesome?
It's Dakota, my little one, my six-year-old.
Yeah.
Obsessed with it, knows every song. And it
Can she speak Korean now?
No, but she'll tell me. She's like, this is the part that's not in English, mommy. And I'll be like, okay.
Okay.
All right, Kelly, 4-2 today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
Kelly and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $3,300 tomorrow, Anna.